So we're up to Perek Zayin of Tanya. Perek Zayin of Tanya is a very important yesod where the Alter Rebbe develops an idea which is, again, it's found in earlier Kabbalah Sfarim called Klipas Noga. If you remember, there are three, Klipos are like the levels that in the world exist because Hashem is so powerful, so forceful, it can only come into the world through various shells. There are the three shells at the bottom, the three lowest shells, which are assumed to be the Gimel Klipos Tmeos. Then there are three Klipos at the top, right? Those are the Klipos of Kedusha. In the middle, number four, is Klipas Noga. Noga means it has reflected light, is reflected Kedusha in there. Klipas Noga means any item in the world which is mutter can become a mitzvah or can become an aveira in Tanya speak based on what my kavana is. Okay, is it mutter to eat lunch? Yes, right? Is it mutter to eat lunch? But not necessarily. If I eat lunch in order to be able to do an aveira, that for sure is a problem. If I eat lunch to do a mitzvah, that becomes a mitzvah. If I eat lunch in Alter Rebbe speak in order to enjoy my tuna fish sandwich, that's also an iser. Klipas Noga, this middle area, can become a mitzvah based on my kavana, or if my kavana is only to be memale my taivas, then it becomes an avera. That is the first yesod that the Alter Rebbe develops. The Alter Rebbe then goes on and he explains that the word mutter and usser, what does mutter mean? What does usser mean? So asur means melech asur barahatim. Right? That's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, no? So asur means it's tied up. Mutar means it's untied. Something that is in the Gimel Klipos Tmeos, that means treif food, let's say. It's mamish tame. That means it's asur. It is tied to sources of tuma. Mutar means it is untied. Something that's mutar, it's untied, I can elevate it or lower it based on my kavana. But something that's asur is really bad. It's connected to the Gimel Klipos Tmeos. But nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe has a chiddush, which, I don't know if it's such a chiddush. You see, when the mashal I think of when I was reading this on the train, I thought of this. If I tie a knot, so there's some knots that are very tight and the other knots which are less tight. There is no knot, right? What was it? In Greek mythology, wasn't it the Gordian knot or something? That was like the question, can you untie it? That was like a big challenge. Could Google this one. But knots cannot, there are no knots really that can't be undone. But some knots are harder to be undone than other knots. Some averos are so gigundous that they're tied really tight. It's super usser, right? If a person is but on an erva, you have an illicit sexual relationship and there's a mamzer that's born. That's a big isser. That's tied up really, really tight. What can you do with that? Is there any way to get out of it? The Gemara in Chagiga says, "Uvat lo yuchal letkon." It can't be fixed. But in Alter Rebbe Kabbalah language, it can't be fixed does not mean it can't be fixed. It just means that you need to do a complete soul-searching, thorough tshuva me'ahava, and then you can fix the problem. How do you fix the problem if the kid's born and it's a mamzer? That's a great question. Either the kid could end up becoming learning a ton of Torah, becoming a Talmud Chacham, or in some Kabbalah term, it says that you can do such tshuva that the kid will die. That raises a whole other slew of philosophical questions, but we're not going there right now. The point is there are different levels of iser. In some Kabbalah term, there's like a big issue with like teaching high school boys. sometimes people teach high school boys and they talk about how the Isser of Hosar is like the worst Isser in the Torah. And there are statements in Kabbalah to that effect. But the Alter Rebbe, again, whether this is a good idea in terms of chinuch for boys or not, there's a ton of literature on that question. The Alter Rebbe argues that Hotzar Zal of Atola, when the Zohar says it's the worst Aveira, it doesn't mean it's the worst Aveira. Hotzar Zal of Atola is not included in the Arayas, in the list of Arayas in Parshas Kedoshim, let's say. It's not there. Right? It's by the mice of Erva Unan in the Torah. That means, says the Alter Rebbe, regular tshuva can eradicate the Isser of Chutzar Zal Vatala. When the Zohar says that it's the most serious Aveira, what that means is that it's the most serious Aveira in Kamos, not in Echos. In quantity, not in quality. Right? If every drop of Zera is Osir, and people who do it tend to do it again and again and again, so it's a very serious Aveira in Kamos. But in Echos, the quality of the Aveira is not as severe. Right? So it's not Asur in the sense of the knot is not completely, totally, thoroughly tight. Right? It's a less tight knot. A regular tshuva can eradicate it. When I say something is Asur, that just means it's tied up to the klipa. But there are ways of untying all knots. That's the basic yesod. And a good tshuva may ahava, I happen to think this is like a very important yesod in chasidus. That actions could be a mitzvah or a mutter action. It's just that it's untied. But that doesn't, it could become a mitzvah. Or it could become a bad thing. It's on that klipas noga. But even stuff that's usser, you can purge the isser. You can eradicate the isser, ayu de real tshuva. Okay, that is what I wanted to say. Have a good day.